In this session, we will take a look at tax reducers. Let us start by reminding ourselves as to where tax reducers slot into our income tax computation. We start with the taxable income, and then tax this income at the usual rates. From the resulting figure of tax, we can knock off any available tax reducers. This gives us our tax liability for the year. From our tax liability, we deduct our normal tax credits to give us a figure of tax due or tax repayable for the tax year. So this session will concentrate on this line, which is our tax reducers. We have already taken a look at one tax reducer, which is married couples relief. Remember that married couples relief is available for elderly taxpayers only. An elderly taxpayer is a taxpayer born before the 6th of April 1935.
You'll recall that relief for the married couples allowance is given as a tax reducer at 10%. When calculating married couples relief, do not forget about your excess restriction.
Remember that if an elderly taxpayer has a lot of income and his net income exceeds £22,900, we restrict his personal age allowances. If the taxpayer's adjusted net income does not exceed £100,000, personal age allowances cannot be restricted below £6,475. If this is the case, there will be an excess restriction. This excess restriction is carried down and set against the married couple's relief.
Finally, remember here that the minimum married couple's allowance is £2,670, which at 10% gives us a minimum tax reducer of £267.
In this session, we're going to take a look at the three remaining tax reducers. We will start by looking at relief on maintenance payments, i.e. maintenance relief. We will then move on and take a look at relief for investments in shares under what we call the Enterprise Investment Scheme, EIS, or in companies which satisfy the definition of a venture capital trust, a VCT. Remember, all of these reliefs are given by way of a tax reducer, i.e. we will work out the tax saved as a result of the expenditure, and that tax reduces our overall tax liability in the bottom half of our computation. Maintenance payments are payments made by a taxpayer to his former or separated spouse for the maintenance of that former spouse or of their children. To obtain any tax relief for maintenance payments, such payments must be made by virtue of a court order or by virtue of an assessment by the Child Support Agency, the CSA. Maintenance payments are always paid gross, i.e. tax is never withheld at source by the payer. The payer of a maintenance payment will only obtain tax relief if either the payer or the recipient was born before the 6th of April 1935. As such, the tax reducers for maintenance payments is now available for elderly taxpayers only. Maintenance payments are tax-free income in the hands of the recipient, irrespective of the amount paid.
The payer of the maintenance payment will obtain tax relief on the lower of the amount of the maintenance payments made and the figure of £2,670. You will note here that the figure of £2,670 is the same figure as the minimum amount of the married couple's age allowance. Relief will be given to the taxpayer by way of a tax reducer at 10%. This will be 10% of the lower of the amount paid, or £2,670.
This means that the maximum amount of the tax reducer in respect of maintenance relief for 2010-11 is £267.
One final small point to mention here. Tax relief is actually given on the lower of the amount due to be paid, or £2,670. This distinction is only important if the payer is often late in meeting his or her maintenance obligations. By way of illustration, let us take an elderly couple.
Harry, 76, is married to Evelyn, who is 64.
Harry's income for the year is £16,000. He is divorced from his first wife, Sally. She is 64, and Harry pays Sally maintenance of £200 per month. Our requirement here is to work out Harry's tax reducers. We will start off with the married couple's relief. Because Harry's income does not exceed £22,900, he will get full personal age allowances and the full married couple's relief. His full married couple's relief is £6,965, which at 10% gives us a tax reducer of £696. Because either the payer or the recipient, i.e. Harry or Sally, was born before 1935, Harry will claim maintenance relief. This will be the lower of two numbers. The first is the maintenance payments paid, £200 per month, being £2,400. This, however, cannot exceed the figure of £2,670. The lower of these two numbers is therefore £2,400.
So Harry's total reducers for 2010-11 are the £696 married couples relief plus the £240 maintenance relief, giving him total tax reducers of £936.
Maintenance payments are tax-free income in the hands of the recipient, irrespective of the amount paid, and regardless of whether tax relief is received or not.
Under the Enterprise Investment Scheme, or EIS, a taxpayer obtains tax relief when he subscribes for shares in an EIS company. This is a company that satisfies the conditions of the Enterprise Investment Scheme. In essence, the taxpayer gives a capital sum to the company, and the company gives the taxpayer shares in return. It is important to note that the investor must subscribe for the shares, which means that the company is issuing brand new shares to the taxpayer. In order to encourage members of the public to invest in these EIS-type companies, HMRC have given a measure of tax relief on the subscription. This is given by way of a tax reducer. The tax reducer will be the lower of the amount subscribed for the shares and £500,000. Tax relief is then given at the flat rate of 20%. You will see here, therefore, that the maximum tax reducer in respect of the EIS subscription is £100,000, being £500,000 at 20%. This tax relief from the EIS subscription will reduce a tax liability. However, it cannot create a tax repayment. So, if the tax relief on the EIS subscription is greater than the amount that the taxpayer owes for the year, his tax liability is zero. Any tax deducted at source, for instance, tax on bank interest or tax under PAYE, would therefore be repaid. Tax relief and subscriptions for shares in what we call a venture capital trust is given in pretty much the same way as tax relief on EIS shares. Again, a taxpayer will subscribe for new shares in a company that satisfies the conditions of a venture capital trust. So cash is going one way and shares in the VCT company are going the other. Again, to encourage us to invest our money in venture capital trusts, the revenue gives us relief by way of a tax reducer. This tax reducer is the lower of the amount subscribed for shares in the VCT and £200,000. Relief is given as a tax reducer of a percentage of the lower of the amount subscribed or £200,000. At present, the relief percentage is 30%. Therefore, the maximum tax relief obtained on a VCT subscription is £60,000, being £200,000 maximum at the flat rate of 30%. Again, this tax reducer can reduce a tax liability to zero, but cannot in itself create a repayment. Finally in this session, a few additional points on marriage relief. The order in which tax reducers are deducted is determined by the taxpayer. In many instances, it will not make any difference. However, the revenue do allow us to take married couples relief last, i.e. after maintenance, EIS and VCT reliefs. This is because any unused married couples relief can be transferred to the other spouse at the end of the year. This may happen, for example, if the husband or higher earner has insufficient income to use up the full amount of the marriage tax reducer. So,
if we set the married couple's relief off last, we make sure that any excess does not go to waste.
If the husband or higher earning partner wishes to transfer excess married couple's relief, he must make a claim to this effect within 4 years of the end of the tax year.
The transfer will not happen automatically. The married couple's tax reducer is allocated to the husband or higher earner in the first instance. However, the wife or lower earner may make an election to claim 50% of the basic married couple's relief.
For 2010-11, the wife or lower earner may therefore take 50% of £2,670, being £1,335, leaving the husband with the rest of his tax reducer.
This claim does not need their partner's consent, but must take place before the start of the tax year if it is to be valid. Note that this will not increase the amount of relief, but will simply alter the way it's allocated.
Alternatively, if the couple both elect, the wife or lower earner may take the whole of the basic marriage relief, i.e. £2,670, again, leaving their partner with the rest.
If the husband or higher earner cannot use the remainder, the balance may be transferred to the other partner after the end of the tax year. Remember that whoever claims the allowance, relief is given by way of a tax reducer at 10%.
As usual, we will finish off the session by having a go at a multiple choice question. On the page in front of you, you will see the example of Mike. Your requirement is to calculate Mike's total tax reducers for the year. As usual, when you have reached an answer, check it by clicking the button on the bottom of the page. Let us have a look at the solution to the question on Mike. Mike will get 3 tax reducers. He will get married couples relief. He will get relief for his maintenance payments. He will also get relief by way of a tax reducer for his subscription for shares in the EIS company. Let us have a look at married couples relief first.
Mike is over 75, so he gets a personal age allowance of £9,640. This gets reduced because his income is over the threshold of £22,900. You will see here that we have reduced his personal age allowance by £4,050 to give him allowances of £5,590. But we know this cannot fall below £6,475. Mike therefore has an excess restriction, which will be deducted from Mike's married couple's age allowance. The married couple's age allowance is £6,965 minus the excess restriction of £885. So the tax reducer at 10% for Mike is £608. Mike pays maintenance of £100 per month, that is £1,200 per year, to his ex-wife. Remember that maintenance relief for the elderly is calculated as the lower of the amount paid, or £2,670, at 10%. The lower of the two numbers is the amount paid of £1,200 at 10%. So, Mike's tax reducer is £120. Mike's final tax reducer is in respect of his EIS subscription. Here we take the year's subscription of £4,000, and tax relief is given on this at 20%, giving Mike a tax reducer of £800. Remember, the maximum ceiling for EIS relief is £500,000, and Mike is well within that. So, Mike's total tax reducers for the year are the £608 plus the £120 plus the £800, giving him total relief of £1,528. This concludes this lecture on tax reducers.